This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Britain's ambassador to the United States, Kim Derrick, has resigned his post. As Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder tells us, his resignation came after President Donald Trump became infuriated by leaked confidential memos in which Derrick called the Trump administration incompetent.
Kim Derrick branded the Trump administration inept, insecure, and incompetent. He said in his resignation letter, the current situation was making it impossible for him to carry out his role as he'd like. Trump said he'd no longer deal with him. UK Prime Minister Theresa May, who has backed Derrick, said she regretted he felt the need to resign.
Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice. I want all our public servants to have the confidence to be able to do that.
Derrick's memos were leaked to a British newspaper, drawing a salvo of Trump Twitter attacks on both the ambassador and, quote, foolish May for standing by him.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the U.S. accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there was no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program and that there was no way to read that expansion as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payments from the international community. Iran is already reeling from tough sanctions that Trump reimposed on the Islamic Republic when he pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories to the deal to help it overcome the crippling effect of U.S. sanctions. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta was defending his actions concerning a plea deal for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein Wednesday. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says in 2008, when he was U.S. Attorney in South Florida, he and his prosecutors prevented local prosecutors from letting billionaire Jeffrey Epstein walk on sex trafficking charges.
Letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward would have been absolutely awful.
Acosta says just a threat of federal charges forced Epstein to a state plea deal that included some jail time and being labeled a sex offender. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meanwhile, another accuser has emerged in the sexual abuse case against Jeffrey Epstein. We get details from AP's Sagar Magani.
Jennifer Arose says it happened at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2002 when she was 15.
He raped me. Forcefully raped me.
After months of giving him massages that often led to sex acts.
He had no intentions of stopping, and that's what he wanted, that's what he got.
Arose tells NBC's Today Show she never reported the rape.
I was just too scared. I didn't really want to go, you know, public with it.
She's now filed court papers ahead of suing him. Epstein pleaded not guilty this week to federal charges that do not include Arose's allegations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new report is calling attention to allegations detained migrant children are being mistreated at Customs and Border Protection facilities in Arizona. NBC News reported Tuesday it obtained accounts of nearly 30 children whose stories were documented by case managers from the Department of Health and Human Services. They included complaints of children being forced to sleep on a concrete floor because they complained about the taste of the food and water they received. Other cases cited included children being given only a Mylar blanket and made to sleep outside, denied the chance to make phone calls, or to take a shower. The report quoted a CBP spokesperson as saying the allegations do not align with common practice at our facilities and would be fully investigated. The triumphant U.S. women's national soccer team returned to a ticker tape parade on Wednesday in New York. Construction workers, motorcyclists, and little girls waving flags greeted the team members. The U.S. women won their second straight World Cup title with a 2-0 victory last Sunday over the Netherlands. While President Trump has congratulated the team from his Twitter account, they have not been invited yet to the White House. And if invited, team co-captain Megan Rapinoe said many might not go. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.